welcome to the Mug Meetings Summaries Podcast. I'm Gilbert Detilieu. Our main topic for the February meeting was free and open source software gaming, and featured Mike Pfeiffer, Rob Kaiser, and Adam Thompson.
So the format tonight, multiple small presentations on Linux gaming. Nobody's going to do a big formal presentation. This is just sort of a sampler, think of it as a buffet. Mike Pfeiffer's going to lead off, showing us something that he's going to tell us about.
Okay, well, first off, you may notice this is a Mac. The game I'm going to be showing you is a cross-platform game, so it's not limited to the Mac, but it is downloadable free. You can Google it. The game's called Warzone 2100. It's available for Linux, Mac, and, Windows. Essentially there's a... We'll demonstrate multiplayer in a while, I guess. So a single player... Essentially it's a, top-down game. So let's start this skirmish game. This is, you know, like a sample game. Now, what I'm going to suggest is checking out the building limits. One thing you want to make sure is don't let your computer opponent have too many buildings if you're a new player, otherwise you'll be dead in about a minute and a half. So I'm going to take down the number of buildings to a manageable level.
Is this an RTS game?
It is real time, but it's top down, kind of like the old Warcraft 2,
right. Starcraft.
Exactly. And there are two pages to this, and so don't forget. Now this one's very important to take this one down. This is aircraft. So if you think you've set up your defenses, you know the aircraft will come over and just blow you the hell away. And you can set up. Scavengers, in other words, this is yet another computer player. Here's where you go to set up which map you want. Let's go into two player.
Startup, that's a
good place. Here's a, sort of a mini map. That gets rid of the menu for a while. generally, unless you set it otherwise, your player zero and the computer's player whatever. And as you can tell, I've played this before. You can change your name. It doesn't show up there, but there's a cursor. So this is all the various players that are possible. So now let's
play the game.
Play the game, yes. Well, here's how you start the game. Click ready. And you start off with... No, that's part of the game.
Oh, okay.
You start off with a minimal set of buildings. And in this case, let's advance a little bit of technology. My favorite one is the repair to start with. This way, you can fix your machines as they die. Start off with a building. There we go. And since I know I'm at the bottom, I will... set up some defenses up top. This is a machine gun turret. And here's how you build additional players. Here's another builder. And here's how you design more. Hopefully you're following the mouse. And if you heard that, it came back and said major research completed. So now you'll notice there's a flash here. Click on the and do some more research. Now, if you've got multiple buildings, you could do multiple research, multiple build queues all at once. And just so that I don't get surprised, in a moment I'm going to start building some. Offensive units. And essentially the offensive units are a body with a weapon and propulsion. And you get to design, you know, the various ones. In fact, let's actually move this up to 9. So I'll build 9 units. Not all at the same time, they'll be sequential. and they'll all appear at the number one. Okay. Ask questions.
So while he's doing all, while you're doing all this, the enemy is doing likewise on the other end of the map up there?
You got it. And
what was the thing in the middle? Is that some of your objective?
Well, that is either neutral, well, it's obviously neutral territory, but it could be additional resources. Could be water, you know, which appears, you know, to be the same.
Booty. What's that blue thing? Is that supposed to be, like, building it? Blue flash.
Oh,
that's building it. Oh, yeah, Star Trek.
It's building it exactly like replicated. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Ah, here we go. More resources. Notice the cursor changed. And a nasty thing they like to do is they like to attack your resources. Well, that's pretty much standard. So, build defenses around your resources. Click and hold and drag. You can build multiple.
Yeah. How many types of resources are there?
Just one.
Just one.
Oil and more oil.
Okay.
What does the one mean?
Oh, the one? That's if you've got, let's say, two machine shops. Each one has a separate number. So this is the destination for the first machine shop. Click on it, and I can move it over here. Same thing for the cyborg factory, and there's going to be yet another one if I get to the point where I build aircraft. Okay, now you'll notice.
Like dead center at the bottom is your current resources?
Yes. And it goes up to a maximum of, I believe, 100,000. Okay, notice this oil well is not pumping. Yet, these ones are. This is a power generator, and it can handle three oil wells at once. So, essentially, I've got more oil than I've got capability of handling, so what I will do is build another one. There it is. I'll just put it up here. Oh, and this is the mini-map, by the way.
So are there different environments, or is mostly like...
Well, there's a couple of different environments. There's an urban environment, there's something like this, and then there's one that's all ash, as it were. And they got the different terrain levels, so like you've got upper and a lower. Okay, now let's see. And if you want to get some intelligence, like I just clicked on the scanner, it allows you to see a wider area. So it's like, you know, you pretty much, it's a standard top-down game.
Yeah.
It's time to attack the other base now.
Well, yes. it will be as soon as I get a few more pieces. Otherwise, they'll wipe me out. Oh, okay then.
Blaze of glory.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to do something kind of sneaky. I'm going to set it up so that if they get damaged, just like a moderate amount, like 50%, they'll come back to the base.
That's
yeah. I know. I'm a wimp.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, because like in the older games,
you just go and die.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. I mean, that other guy is not actually winning. He's just over here and talking.
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
Yeah. So what's in that cloud?
Oh, well, it's sort of a...
That's the fog of war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's the bad guys. That's an enemy constructor. So let's go chase them. And just so that...
Your units are not attacking anything.
Well, they're attacking closest units, so let's attack specifically that one.
So you can't tell it to attack the closest whatever?
Well, if you don't give it orders, it'll attack whatever's closest to it. But if you click on the unit to attack...
Two on one,
you guys. So that's an enemy oil well.
Yeah.
That close to your base.
That close to my base. That's
Oh, they're going right to your base there.
I think they're going right to your base.
those two are in fire. How do you hunt them?
Oh, well, what you do is you select the units you want to do something with, and you see the cursor changes color?
You only put one machine gun turret on each side of the road.
Yeah, I know. Well, normally I'd do about three or four at a shot. But
I sure, you could play this with some seriousness. We'd be here for like 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
I am.
So we can do a little bit more of this when we get around to do the multiplayer. So next game.
Are there formations for the units?
Is your view aspect always that view aspect?
Well, what you can do is like so.
I can answer because we can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
You can change the altitude too.
Yes. That's as high as you can go, and that's as low as you can go. And to access the menu, escape. And in this case, we'll quit. And yes, we want to quit. And
that one's not source saving?
Nah. And then, Lex, we got multiplayer. In this case, quick game. And you got to click out of this because it'll keep the splash screen. And hey, voila, c'est ça, that's it.
We'll fire up the multiplayer and run head to get that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
No. So in the multiplayer, how do you rendezvous with other people out there in cyberspace? Connect to some server somewhere, or is it just multiplayer locally?
I think it's multiplayer locally, but you could probably arrange like a common location, provided you could each access each other's IP. Well, I guess whoever's up next.
Actually, you might want to just reboot.
Oh, okay. Warzone 2100, and you can Google it. It is available, and the first one in the list is usually correct. Okay, now you wanted a reboot. So, now this one, as I recall, requires an option start on this machine.
Sorry, just let me interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
The Linux Gaming Live DVD that we are hopefully going to watch Mike boot on his Mac Mini, because it doesn't do 3D on my notebook. For inexplicable reasons. My notebook is probably too new, actually. Mike has donated as a door prize tonight, so that is also up for grabs.
So, restarts, and yes, we want to restart. And I tried this to him, like I said, for the Mac guys, option boot. And this is an Intel Mac, by the way, not a PPC, so just to sort of let you know. 32 bits, 2 gig of RAM.
You really have to fire up the multiplayer when you advance that, don't you? You need to know.
Yes. It is, yes.
Compelled time like that.
Okay, well, the router's running DDWRT, you can do it on the router.
Okay.
It's on the router won't show us much.
Okay, now it says Windows, but I think this is just a Mac thing. It's not Windows.
If I'm running my server, which runs torrents, on my router, I can see everything that's going through, including all the connections.
Yeah, if you're running it on the router.
Yeah. No, on the server, because it's going through it. But because it's just doing routing locally, it won't. If we were running to the outside world, it would. It's bridging.
Standard Linux boot. We're up to.
This did boot on my notebook, by the way. It just 3D went bonkers. Mm-hmm.
This is a purpose-built distro for gaming?
Yes. It's got maybe a dozen games. All sort of mid to low quality. But, you know, it's good for a sample. It's good for a multiplayer. And incidentally, on Macs, you got problems with sound on some games, and some games will not run. But last time I tried this with an older version on my Linux machine, it worked fine. And it may work fine as well under a VM as well. I haven't checked. Okay, we want English. I happen to know this is an ATI card. Yeah. Let's accept it. Granted, it's a low-end ATI card, but still.
Still an ATI card.
Still an ATI card. And while he's doing that, you'll see I got a trackball. I love them. I love these things. Some people hate them. I love them. Exactly. It's running off of the CD, so yeah. Or DVD, actually. Kind of looks like Angry Birds, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's got to be another one coming up. Okay, well, it's got directions, and where's my mouse?
Uh-oh.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Maybe it wasn't just me then.
No. Command O. Oh, we got
the
buttons.
You got that's pretty odd.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird. It worked last night.
Try hot plugging the mouse.
Yeah. That might do it. That might do it because I got it plugged into the keyboard. I might not like that, because the keyboard is USB 1 and the mouse, for some reason, may be USB 2. Okay, well, let's see if this does it.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Much. If you hot plug the keyboard, it suddenly starts working too.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. Very Mac-like. Okay, let's set up... Oh, this is faster than it was last night. Let's set up the sound. Also mixer. And like I said, it's running off of a DVD, so...
cool.
Let's see. I believe we can... M and M takes the mute off. And escape leaves. Let's pick one I think should work. There may or may not be sound with this. Yeah, we get sound. And like I said, not all the games will work on a Mac. And, well, I'll leave this for the future. Let's just start the first one.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Kick me off.
And very much like Lemmings. So essentially, it's just a DVD with a whole bunch of games.
Click the fast forward button to the bottom right.
Oh, is there?
The new
Okay.
Or do a new.
Yeah, don't click the new. They will all die.
Okay, this is fast forward. Well,
but it's the only way
there
to be sure.
Cool.
Yeah, nuke from another space is the only way to be sure.
So, it's a game. They work.
Let's
do
the next set.
Sorry?
I just watched the other yesterday.
Oh, you want to see the new button?
I think it's a pro.
Okay. Okay, let's show you the new button.
These poor things. Have we no heart?
We're just fast forward, so you get penguins
out. Fast forward.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
Well, I guess if
we'll
go all out,
it'll
be pretty epic.
No, I'm going
to
take failure.
Okay.
What is the purpose of the new button?
Just because you get bored?
Yeah. You can get into a situation in some levels where they're all stuck, so you can't finish the round.
A flashy way of giving up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the penguins won't cooperate. Nuke them.
When they go up, they won't be able to say just...
Okay, well... oh, and here's the here's that Warzone 2100 I mentioned. So it's the game. The DVD is current as of, well,
2 days ago?
A couple of days ago, yeah. Oh, and if you don't like that menu, right click and here's a list of everything.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Scorch 3D. I haven't heard of that in years.
I've heard of it, I've never played it.
You have? Oh, shit.
Sure is
not.
Yeah.
Is
it console or
is
it like.
Where's Astro?
Yeah. Oh, Scorch 3D brings us back to the old DBS days.
If Scott were here, he'd love this.
It
was a big West Coast fan.
Children.
Brian.
Okay, and I'll keep the monitor just for a few seconds until I eject everything.
Damn it! Okay, I was gonna say keep it on. There's actually urban terrorism on it as well.
Oh,
but that's okay. My laptop has shitty graphics somehow, but
it'll work.
Everybody remember this is a young game.
You know, I'm never going to live that down.
No, 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 you're not.
Okay. No, because we're all going to keep this story.
As long as we're all okay with that.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to start over.
More pricing.
That's the folly of youth.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, that was bad.
However, you know, we'll have the last laugh.
Oh, that's what.
look on the bright side. All those old guys will die to the school.
We'll just do it.
We've got some video plug problems.
Cable. Oh, for God's sake, now it's not unzipped properly. Alright, so basically Urban Terror is a modification of Quake. Completely redone in terms of graphics. They've made major modifications to the actual system itself. But,
Is it open source too?
No. Basically, you can get everything for it if you really want. Because it uses the IO Quake engine, which is actually an open source implementation of the Quake engine, which allows it to be run without having to buy Quake. Very simple. It uses PK3 files, although now it is, I think, open source.
Yeah,
right?
That's how they made the Quake mod and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The open source ID software open source.
It's just that they can't redistribute it, right?
Yeah.
So, in any case. And that's still going its thing because I tried to netcat it over to Adam for some reason. Actually, I know where I moved it. Okay, so I don't get back. Quake engine boots up, gives you a nice X thing. This is going to be a piece of crap. And I set up. Let's change the.
Darts, Urban.
Let's change that back down. So you got a menu system.
102.
Oh, that'll work. Why not? Yes. You got a fairly basic menu system. Works fine. There's actually sound on it that'll. Like, really nice sound for that. But now I think I've just worked my system. Oh, there it is. So, you've got simple stuff, controls, everything like that.
Is that breaking things?
And you can start a server or play online. I don't think here I can get anywhere. It's probably not the best thing to do. You can click that button. It's not going to get anywhere. But
not until you fix your DNS resolve.
Yeah. So, that will fail miserably, but I can start a quick game just to show you. Effectively, it's very fast-paced. You can jump off walls. It's meant to be as realistic as possible, but it doesn't substitute playability and how fun it is. So, in this game, you get shot in the head, you die. Period. End of story. not like some games where you can get hit with a bazooka and live. That being said, you can jump off walls. there is an element of...
Demonstrate that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
yeah,
running in this game.
Like there. And you can get fairly high up. And,
yeah, you can climb up things.
So, really nothing that major. Bots are enabled, but this is the terminal, by the way. Quake thing works well, straight through it, anything that's here. So.
My favorite part of this game is that I can never remember what it's called.
Does it always seem new and different every time you find it?
Well, no, it's, like I say, there's some guys that I've met, and we do LAN party, and they've been
whatever.
Playing this for, like,
Urban
8 years.
Yeah.
It's been around forever, and it's a good balance of fast-paced.
Yeah,
so
no.
For people, I guess, my age,
it's a... Sorry, shut up!
You're going to come here, aren't you?
Yeah, rude. Okay. But
I'll
like,
be in your position eventually.
Yeah, but anyways.
I'm too mean to stop right there.
But like I said, you can jump all over the place. It is really quite fast-paced games. Capture the flag. There's all kinds of different. All kinds of different modes. But yeah, that's
exit.
Pretty
that's
much
cool
it.
Feature.
It's fairly small. It's to the
exit.
Point.
That's a cool feature.
And yeah, you can totally do whatever you want with it. Modify it like hell.
I just didn't know
anything else.
No, because I didn't have anything. It's a one-person game if I'm not connected to the network.
There are a distinct lack of nukes to pwn. Particularly.
Speaking in young people parlance.
Yeah, you could have blew a wall.
Oh, fine. I can blow myself up if that's what you really want to see.
Just
but
to see
really...
some, like, what the
why don't you just fix the DNS? Set yourself to Google DNS and then play on.
I've tried it.
Is it
really
interesting?
No.
Is it demo any interest? Is
what?
It interesting at all? Or
is it demo interesting?
Well,
yeah.
What?
I don't.
The demo is actually, the demo is you can record things and it plays it back for you. It saves it into an AVI, but it doesn't, it actually is nice where it actually records all the elements that you see. So it's much smaller, it's text-based rather than like hardcore, a lot of AVI stuff. Where's my, great, reset. This quickly. That's my server. I don't think I can get to it though.
Ping won't work, but.
No, it's. Oh, it does. Okay, so. Come on. Get new list.
Go!
Of course it won't. Yeah, okay, so
I believe in you.
I tried, but it doesn't work.
Punkbuster is off.
Yes, it has Punkbuster. Not that it's really...
Punkbuster.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Punkbuster is this...
Anti-cheating, right?
Yeah, it's anti-cheating. Think of Call of Duty 1. That was when it was heavily implemented. That kind of game. PK3s especially, but no, it doesn't seem to be getting there. I don't know what reason, but it's not getting there. DNS is screwed here, but yeah, so you can see when you drop down, it. Yeah, okay, I can do that. Really easily. I can blow myself up really easily if I want. Yeah, let's go to a different one. Prague.
Prague's always a good place to die.
Yeah, why not?
Some guys like to see you never die.
You know, I'm just gonna shut up.
Good idea, yeah.
Yeah, it runs on, it has OpenGL bindings, so if you have a graphics card that is half decent, it will run decent under Windows, under Linux. It is OpenGL, as opposed to DirectX, so. Yeah.
The original Quake also had a software renderer.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. Have they cut that out now?
IO Quake actually still has it there.
Oh, cool.
So
if you have absolutely terrible graphics hardware, but at least a CPU,
yeah,
you can play this.
Yeah.
Good.
And so, yeah.
Nice touch with
the power. There you go. That's what I did. You can see running on this kind of hardware, it is 640 by 480, so it's fairly low resolution. All the options are set to really low, as you can tell. But I am getting 40 frames per second using integrated graphics on
some
Intel.
Fast water. Yeah. Look at that.
It's frog water.
And you can see, judging by how far the guy gets flung, it's very much meant to be kind of fun. You can jump all over the place, like I said. Like, yeah.
You're using your keyboard. Is it also easier using keyboard than a mouse on this game?
You use both. I'm using my little touchpad here, by the way.
It's a mouse. Okay.
Yeah, it's a mouse to control this and fire and general things, but. Whatever the case, that's what I had to say about that.
Okay. One of the things that's cool about having that console is, at least with Quake 3, and I'm sure you can probably do it with this one too, is that you can work with that console in the background on the server and screw with the game. Expect is really good for that.
Yeah.
It is a character-based console hooked up to TTY or whatever, and have all sorts of fun with it.
Yeah, I have my desktop there. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, quick straw poll. I can either show you the classic side of Unix gaming, or we can go home early.
You have a copy of Colossal Cave for Unix?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I was just trying to see if I could find a copy of the Rogue source code, to no avail.
Show us the classic.
Bring up the TTY first person shooter.
Yeah, not exactly first person.
Impact.
Right there. 24. Really don't I have
video yet.
I'm sure it's plugged in. Should
demo play.
There we go.
One of the earliest games in Unix was Rogue, which was an on-screen ASCII-only dungeon crawling, very much influenced along the Dungeons and Dragons style, playable on any terminal that Unix supported that actually supported cursor addressing. This predates the widespread adoption of details like arrow keys on keyboards. This is also how I learned to use VI,
yeah.
Which also predates the widespread adoption of arrow keys on keyboards. Can anybody guess what the connection between these two things might be?
Keyboard commands.
HJKL moves your character around on the screen. The most modern version of Rogue that I can find, that I can actually find for Ubuntu, quickly, that is Slash'em, which is actually a derivative of NetHack, which is a derivative of something, which is a derivative of something, and you go back about 12 generations, and it's great-great-great-great granddaddy was Rogue.
I think Hack was an open-source spawn of Rogue, and
yes,
NetHack
right.
was the network version of Hack. So,
This is called Slash'em, which is literally super lots of added stuff hack extended magic. There you go.
Shall I pick a character's race, role, gender, and alignment? Yes.
It is written in the Book of Mars after the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This still looks a lot like Rogue did back in, what would that be, 1978 or thereabouts? I didn't actually look
up
the date.
I was first exposed to it in about 1981 or 82.
Yeah, ditto.
I was not around.
It was part of the BSD distribution.
Oh, was it? Okay. So in Rogue, your character is the at symbol. Everything else, except for the obvious really, really bad line drawing characters, is an object or a monster in the game. And you use the H, J, K, and L keys, and it always keeps interrupting you to say, oh, this happened. More. 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 Yes, and you have a pet. The lowercase D is my dog.
Is that a bow?
And according to the last message, my dog is named Sirius. Every time you start, the original Rogue, there was no pets. Pets were an addition, I think, in NetHack, and this is a descendant of NetHack.
So when you
can have dogs, you can have cats, you can actually make any monster in the game your pet. As you may have guessed by the title of this particular variant, it primarily exists so that every idea everybody ever came up with that they could cram into the same piece of compilable source code is in here. Including the stuff that really doesn't belong in any rational, sane game.
Like an email client?
No, this isn't Emacs, sorry. And in fact, the letter, the movement keys kind of give that away. You know, it's very VI like that. Anyway, that's Slash'em original, which looks a lot, whoops, apparently lowercase q is quaff in this game.
It's the same in Rogue.
How do I quit the game? Main menu, game, quit. Ah, apparently meta quit. It is Emacs after all, sorry. Do I want possessions identified? Sure. Those were the possessions in my backpack when I started the game.
Whoa.
Do I want to see my attributes? Yep. Well, it's got alignment, it's got magic systems, it's got... you name it. I vanquished 2 grid bugs. I didn't even do it, my dog did it for me.
Do you get points for what your pet kills?
Apparently, yes.
So you want to give me a pet? You're trading in that dog.
Well, maybe because they had a charisma of 7.
However, Slash'em is one of the many, many Unix games that have been updated.
Ooh.
Slash'em a la SDL.
Oh, no. Now it has color?
Now it has color. And
holy
tiles.
Holy tiles. Give it color to art.
So now you two can replicate the experience of a 300 baud terminal in full graphics. I believe that's my... Yeah, that's... That's a dog.
A grid bug.
A bug.
The grid bug gets that. Oh, that's a grid bug. Okay, well, what do you know?
You killed the grid bug.
And
it takes the phase
out.
It's not annoying
you. Which
There's the gold. Woo-hoo. This should be a statue. Yep, a statue of a newt.
And you can do that.
And actually, one thing you'll notice is this is also one of the earlier games that developed the whole Fog of War concept. Mm-hmm. You can only see so far away from your current position.
I think you've already explored.
You can see what you've already explored, and you can see new things. Something just happened.
Take the bird on the statue.
You became burdened.
My movements are slowed slightly. Oh, a statue of a jackal. There's lots of statues in this particular game, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, how do I quit? There we go, Alt Q. Yes, really quit. Quit, 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 quit. Bye bye. And then, of course, we have the original BSD game. is officially categorized as a game.
What else would be categorized as?
We once rigged something up where every time you opened an X terminal on this machine, the title bar would be a fortune block.
Yep, that was actually very common in the SunOS 4 days.
Yeah. You could tell fortune when we give you one.
And I believe Fortune-A, depending on the version I have on this machine, will either select the adult file or the all files.
Yeah.
No, sorry. On this one, A is all. O is for offensive fortunes.
But you don't have it installed.
Apparently I don't have any offensive fortunes installed, and I'll bet you it's not even in the distro repository.
Wow. It should be.
Really?
Apt-get install offensive?
Yeah,
off
there.
Whoa. Dash off. This isn't going to be good.
A configurable talking cow. What? X cow say. Let's see what that is.
Cow say. That's hilarious.
It's part of cow say.
Cow say?
Yeah, it said it's a configurable talking cow.
Okay, fine. Let's find out.
I guess XI's got lonely.
John, you don't want to have a non-configurable talking.
That would just be annoying.
7 bytes allocated.
X cow fortune, X cow dream.
You got
awesome.
Oh, there's a cow away.
I think you got to turn up the sound. I mean, the cow's going to say something.
Isn't it like X cow say space
it
something?
It's an argument.
Yeah, it's you use it.
Tell it.
Yeah.
So, offensive in the lingo of, you know, politically correct people from the 1980s is not very offensive as a general rule.
But you can easily add your own fortunes too.
Apparently XCowSay doesn't handle line wrapping.
No.
What about XCow fortune?
XCow think.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Well, how about X cow fortune? That would do it.
And dream.
X cow fortune.
It just changes the style of the bubble.
Yeah, this one does line wrapping.
No, it doesn't. That's still an 80 character long formatted fortune.
Lovely.
Oh.
So what do cows dream about?
Electronic sheep.
Oh, think bubble. So I guess I know what dream does now.
Oh, that's different. Just run it by itself.
Hurled.
Just passed down dream.
I did. It just did nothing.
He tried to load it.
Just do man X.
Bars and
IGFM.
Speaking of which, RTFM time? Section 6 is reserved for games. Which means that on most systems, if you run this command, you get Introduction to Games. That's the whole Introduction to Games man page. Is there a way to do a list of man pages in a section?
Man six.
I can't remember. Anyway. Yes, the origins of gaming on Unix are somewhat pedestrian. So,
hold
That's about all. Does not require graphics adapter on the plus side. Can be run remotely over serial lines on the plus side or over SSH connections. NetHack itself, when running an Xterm, actually does some pretty impressive graphics using just VT100 line drawing characters. Apparently, I cannot demonstrate that from here, but just take my word for it. And they're actually not all that bad. I've wasted many hours on them.
Hours, months.
Shut up.
When was the advent of the multi-user game? Like, was NetSnipes from NetWare the first multi-user?
XPilot?
NetTrack, I think, would be one of the earliest.
NetTrack, that was almost the same as the game you played on those children's Star, that was Star Trek, and there was stations all over that were at signs, and you rushed around and fired.
No, NetTrack. What you need? NetTrack was available first on Sun 3 workstations, I believe, or possibly Sun 2, because it existed in a pre-X11 version for Sun Windows.
Okay. I think there were BBS games as well.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. BBS games would be even earlier than that, potentially.
Trade Wars.
Was Colossal Cave ever multiplayer, though?
Oh, you're talking just multiplayer.
I don't call that Empire. We use on the TMS box. You get a bunch of guys playing at the same time, right?
That was a working one.
Do you have a topic for the next one? Lord Priority.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up so that we can actually get out of here slightly earlier than usual tonight, as oft requested by our membership.
Like an hour time. Yeah.
Which leads us to door prize draw, I think.
Did everyone get in?
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more Mug Meetings summaries, or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website at muug.mb.ca.